Let us get to business now with Anand Zaki. Anand.
Thank you, Corin. Atamadie. The fall in job advertisements is slowing, but those on offer are in distinct pockets and competition for them is getting tougher. Employment website Seek's latest report shows a 4% fall in adverts over the 3 months ended March, mainly in the public service. Local head Rob Clark says Seek has about 18,000 jobs listed, but what's on offer is a mixed bag, and increasingly it's skills, not experience, that's counting.
But we also see areas like professional services doing okay, HR and recruitment. So there are certainly pockets. Some of the big industrial sectors, you know, trades and services, construction, that's having a slightly tougher time. Still a lot of jobs in that space, but certainly tougher than it has been. With all of this activity in regards to slowing of job numbers, we are conversely seeing a lot more applicants out there. So net migration is growing the talent pool, and so more people are applying for each role, making it just that bit more competitive.
Rob Clark. More than half of business leaders are feeling more optimistic about the economic outlook over the next 12 months, despite a continuation of tough trading conditions. A survey of 200 business leaders by consultancy firm Grant Thornton shows just over half are either very or slightly optimistic, despite a rise in the number expecting lower sales and orders. The local business advisory partner, Greg Thompson, says it's encouraging to see high levels of optimism in the sector, despite the current mood of doom and gloom.
We're at a situation at the moment where inflation seems to be under control, interest rates are paused, and I guess everybody's looking to go and say, well, within the next 12 months, are they likely to come down? Now, a range of government business-friendly changes that are starting to go and come through as well. So it's just when you look out for the next 12 months and say, well, things are perhaps a little bit more optimistic than they have been.
However, Greg Thompson says the key issue for businesses is maintaining cash flow and revenue growth, although fewer businesses are expecting to raise their prices. Bank profits face a battering from the impact of climate change on their business and their customers unless the banks improve their risk management. The Reserve Bank has stress-tested the top five banks over their ability to cope with drought, floods and risks that might emerge because of efforts to decarbonise the economy through to 2050. It found banks' core financial strength would be all right, but profits could dive 25% and dividends by 40%, increase the risk on assets and weaken their ability to cope with major economic downturns. Reserve Bank Director of Financial Stability, Kerry Watt, says the banks have more work to do.
We highlight a number of those in our recommendations, including data requirements and modelling requirements. Also, it's important to note that this work only covers the five biggest banks. The recommendations and findings of the report are relevant to all banks. We're keen to work with banks who didn't participate to support them to implement some of the findings and recommendations.
And Kerry Watts says the Reserve Bank will continue to play an active role in monitoring this work. Looking at financial markets, Wall Street's main indices are up after stocks recorded steep losses last week. The Dow Jones average up 1%, the S&P 500 1.1% higher, and the NASDAQ up 1.3%. Local top 50 index gained 57 points, just under 0.5% to 11,853. New Zealand dollar is at 59.2 US cents, 91.7 Australian, 47.9 pence. Brent crude oil down 23 cents to $87.06 a barrel. And gold has fallen $62 to $2,328 US an ounce. Updated numbers around 8:30.